One of the biggest Broadway musicals of the last decade was about German teenagers in the 1890s. Spring Awakening, a dark morality play and rock opera. Because you know, I don't do sadness. The original production swept the Tony Awards in 2007. Now, Spring Awakening is back on Broadway, but this time in sign language with a predominantly deaf cast. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
This revival is one of the best-reviewed shows on Broadway right now by, among others, writer Sarah Novich, who's deaf.
I think I kind of enjoy it in the same way that everyone else does, which is, like, you feel it. I loved it. I mean, I cried at the end. I really cried.
The cast is half-hearing, half-deaf. Everyone signs. But the deaf lead actors have doubles in the background who speak and sing with them. You say time for bed now, child. They're playing the same role, but your attention is on the deaf actress, signing her heart out. Sarah Novich has seen plenty of plays with sign language interpreters who are usually, she says, stuck on the side of the stage.
And you sit on the side and you kind of look at the interpreter and through the interpreter, back and forth a lot.
Like subtitles.
Subtitles is easier.
Easier, she says, because subtitles do not perform, unlike good interpreters. Then you have to pick who to watch. Never before had Novich seen anything mainstream that assumed deaf audiences are as valuable as hearing ones.
It felt awesome. I can't even think of another time when I felt like that. It was probably the first time seeing a show that was like what normal people feel like when they go to Broadway.
The director of this Spring Awakening revival is a hearing actor with a long history of performing with his company, Deaf West. Michael Arden said Spring Awakening's story is about 19th century German teenagers failing to communicate with grown-ups and being told their bodies are wrong and bad. That lends itself to a deaf retelling, and it resonates historically. Arden says in 1880, 10 years before the play set, there was a huge international conference on deaf education that affected deaf culture for generations.
It was decided after much deliberation that the only way deaf students could be fully integrated into society was if they learned to speak, read lips, and also not sign. So sign language was banned in all schools worldwide.
You see that in the play when deaf students get punished for signing and forced to vocalize. And when a hearing mother attempts to tell her deaf daughter about sex.
In order for a woman to conceive a child.
It's funny, says writer Sarah Novich, because
the actor who is Wendell's mom signs in this clunky way.
The point is she can't be clear with her daughter. The mom signs a triangle, thumbs together, four fingers pointing down in her lap.
She must love with her whole.
She signs vagina, but really quickly she moves it up to her chest so it looks like a
heart. There, now you know everything.
It's a literal sign of the repression that sets the musical's main tragedy in motion. Mama who bore me, mama who gave me. Gwendolyn's group of girlfriends include one played by recent drama school graduate Allie Stroker.
I am the first person in a wheelchair to appear on Broadway.
Other actors have played characters in wheelchairs or performed in them while injured. Stroker's wheelchair has been part of her life for a long time.
I was in a car accident when I was 2 years old and became paralyzed from the chest down.
Stroker is a bright-eyed blonde in a dressing room that had to be specially constructed for her. This theater was built in 1926, long before the Americans with Disabilities Act. Even the stage is treacherously uneven, which took Stroker by surprise during her first rehearsal.
I'm signing, you know, my hands are off my wheels, and all of a sudden I'm like rolling away.
Now another actor holds her wheelchair at that point in the song. It's one of many ways the cast depends on each other, says actor Andy Mientis. He was also in the first touring cast of Spring Awakening. For this revival, he had to learn new tricks to synchronize with his deaf castmates.
There's hundreds of internal cues in the show. There's an unseen, like, tap on the shoulder or a flick of a light that lets the deaf actor know where we are in the music and that it's, you know, time for them to begin their solo or whatever.
That makes the cast focus in a way that's unusual, says director Michael Arden.
You have to look at each other when you're signing. It forces actors to actually play a scene together as opposed to both playing their own scene.
Arden remembers the first time he experienced this, when he was trying out for the role of Tom Sawyer in Deaf West's production of Big River more than 10 years ago.
I walked into an audition room, never having met a deaf person.
Then he met the deaf actor playing Huck Finn. Arden was nervous. Two interpreters joined them.
And we were able to just look at each other and play the scene, and I thought, that I was so moved by that, by, for the first time, sharing this art form with someone from a culture I thought I could never share it with.
If Arden sounds choked up, he is.
I'm getting a little teary, yeah.
It's emotional work, he says, to find a musical's voice with mouth and hands. It's not a compromise, he says. It can make it better. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.